You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Is it a Republican-voiced movement calling for taxing the rich to deal with the fiscal cliff? The voices of Senator Bob Corker from Tennessee, Republican Senator Tom Coburn of Oklahoma. Lots of pressure growing on the Speaker of the House, John Boehner. Joining us now, Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Is Boehner feeling the heat? And do they even listen to the Senate anymore over in the House?
Well, John, hi. A little bit more heat maybe than a couple of weeks ago. The list of House members, by my count, directly calling for what Barack Obama wants, an increase in taxes on the rich, has grown to 8. That doesn't sound like a lot, and it's not, but it's 8 more probably than you would have heard this time, even a couple of months ago, certainly before the election. You mentioned Bob Corker, one of the Republican senators who said the same. Look, if the president wants to allow, not to increase taxes on the rich, because this is a bit of a nuance in Washington, but allow top rates to go up, then maybe we should let him and we should fight about other things. But I want to add a different little wrinkle to this. Is it, in fact, increasing pressure by Republicans on John Boehner to let taxes go up? Or is it something else? Because as we've said on this show so many times, tax rates are probably going up no matter what John Boehner does. The tax rates are expiring on December 31st. All Barack Obama has to do is say no deal, and then all the taxes go up. That's the nature of the so-called fiscal cliff. So they're trying to just say, let's keep middle-class taxes where they are and allow taxes on the rich to go up. He's got an enormous amount of leverage, and it makes you wonder, are these Republicans putting added pressure on John Boehner, or are they establishing some cover so that John Boehner and other Republicans can go where they ultimately know they're going to have to go? And it's not just these House members and senators. There's an increasing number of conservative commentators and voices who are saying the same. And it makes you wonder, in the sort of Machiavellian world of Washington strategy, are they leaning on John Boehner or giving him an opening and a safe harbor where he's going to go in a couple of weeks?
Well, it seems like a lot of people are looking for cover. There was Grover Norquist, the tax pledge dude, all dressed up so nice, talking very obsequiously on one of the financial channels today. It seems like the traditional anti-tax Republican establishment is fracturing a little bit in its message, if not its sort of social unity.
The political reality, John, is what it is. The number of Republicans who are starting to say we're going to have to let these taxes go up isn't really about a change of heart. It's about expediency, and it's about pragmatism. We just explained why they're probably going up anyway. There are other fights associated with the so-called fiscal cliff, either now on entitlements, Medicare, Social Security, that you can fight about now, or let the tax rates go up, avoid those deep cuts, that sequester, get past this sort of frightening nightmare cliff scenario and fight about bigger things next year. And part of the feeling behind some Republicans saying, let's not fight on these taxes now, we'll have more leverage later. Let's not waste it all now. Let's fight on another hill.
Is it possible that if they just let these things expire, that the market's reaction to that will be so positive on the increased revenue side that they'll have a wave of momentum to deal with some of the harder things?
That is possible. I certainly don't want to be the one to make predictions about the way the market will react to one deal or another, but it is an important part of the calculations that John Boehner and Barack Obama, negotiating more or less in secret at this point, make. They need a credible deal, and when they say credible, not only politically credible to people who are ultimately going to have to vote for it or at least not vote against it, but how do the bond markets react? Incredibly important.
Do you mean that sincerely, Todd, or ironically?
So sincerely, John. Can't you tell?
Our very own Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, the Sincerity Bureau down there for The Takeaway. Thanks so much.
Sincerely a pleasure.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.